Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It is Friday afternoon, right near 4:30, and you know what that means. Time for the Outdoors Outlook, which is presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. You can book your next guided hunt today at nanticokeoutfitters.com, or you can follow the link from coastcountry.com. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters, he joins us every Friday to keep us in the know with what's happening in the outdoors. Now, of course, last week we had a little snafu technically, and I had to give you the report. So, Captain Dave, how did I fare?
Man, I tell you what, Gary, you nailed it. You did great. And honestly, it was perfect because all of the important info was shared with the listeners. And I'm going to touch on some of those things again this week because it's slowly progressing in the hunting world. Now, if you look outside, you see that full moon. It's bringing all that light down on us in the middle of the night. Well, it's also bringing the Sika rut down a notch. It's going to bring it to an end. But on the other hand, it's going to start the whitetail rut. They're going to start chasing. Now, take a step back. Talk about the Sika rut. They're now going to be more focused on your food sources. So keep that in mind. As they come off that rut, they're going to be looking to eat, and we've got to make sure that you've got plenty of food opportunities out there for them, and that's where you're going to want to spend your time. Now, with the whitetails starting to get ramped up, remember, the young whitetail bucks are going to start chasing, and they've been chasing, actually. You've got to be careful on our roads around here on the Lower Peninsula because we have so many agricultural fields where the deer will just come running right out into the road. So, more than ever, make sure you're paying attention. And Gary, like I talked about last week or the week before, rather, we have lots of ducks here. We got more coming in. And with this cold front that just came in this week, I'm expecting to see even more as I get out this weekend with my binoculars.
Man, I know that's exciting for the duck hunters in the crowd, Captain Dave. But, you know, I saw on one of your clients actually got a nice Sika deer this week.
Yeah, you know, it's been a busy week, really busy week. We had actually three Sika deer harvested this week. We had clients from New York, New Jersey, and Virginia, all with a nice harvest with their bows. And now with the whitetail rut really getting started, we've got all our new whitetail hunters starting to arrive, and they're all starting to come in this week as well. They're going to try their hand at harvesting a big buck.
And are most of your clients from out of town, Cam Dave?
They are. Most of them are. We do have quite a few locals, but we've got a large group that come from out of town. And I'll tell you, Gary, it's one of the things I love about doing what I do. You know, and I think it's important that we, as the residents of the Lower Shore, that we share some of these resources with others that they don't have it or have access to it. And I think that's really important for us. Well, not much to report about fishing or crabbing as the fishing season is really starting to wrap up. So as the fishing season wraps up, so will we. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.